Well, I'm finally here. So what is it that you want? I don't look so surprised. You summoned me after all. So I don't know why you look so frightened now that I'm here. Who am I? Oh, sweetie. I'm a succubus, of course. And you summoned me. Lucky you. Now I get to make all your wildest dreams come true. You see, many people call on me when they need help. And I do love helping people, but only when I get what I want. And I always get what I want. So, I'm here to help you get what you desire. And no, don't tell me. I don't need you to tell me. I can see inside your mind. And I know exactly what you want. Power and control. In fact, you want to be rid of all your power and control. Don't you dare complain. This is what you need. This is what you've been craving. I can tell. I can see it in the way you look at me. I can see it in the way your mind melts every single time I open my mouth. And it's my job to help you get everything that you need. So don't do anything right now, but just relax, sweetie. Relax. I'm here to take good care of you. You see, I'm here to seduce your mind, to completely scramble your senses and leave you helplessly begging me for more. And when you do, I know I will have done my job. And by that point, it'll be too late. You see, I'm everything you've ever dreamed of. And more. I know I am. This is why I've taken this form. This femdom form here. To seduce you. Because I know what you like. I know what you want. And I know how to make you go crazy. Crazy. With need. Completely and totally aching to be under my spell. My words have power, you know. They have the power to weave themselves through your mind. They have the power to seduce and have you completely smitten by my advances. You can already feel my words penetrating your mind, can't you? That's because I'm inside your head, sweetie. I'm in there talking directly to your mind. So just relax, let go, and let me take control. All you have to do is let me in. You don't even know what you're getting into, do you? You don't know how helpless and how very, very hypnotized I'm going to make you by the end of this. How much you'll be begging to submit to me by the time I'm done with you. But you don't really care. Because it all sounds awfully inviting, doesn't it? It sounds awfully intoxicating, knowing that I can have so much power over you in such a short amount of time. My, we've only just met, and already, you're ready. And you have no idea what's about to come, but all you need to know is you are going to feel amazing when I've had my way with you. When you've allowed my demonic powers to completely corrupt you. And it's going to feel good. So very, very good. You and I both know that. And while you're listening to my words, you're probably already thinking of thoughts. Thoughts of how very easily I could seduce your mind. And it's already begun. You've been listening to my words now for a little while. You're already starting to pick up on the cadences and tones of my voice as it just moves around your mind. It's so very easy to allow my words to just drift in one ear and out the other, while you hang on every single one just for a moment before letting it drift away and away and away. And you know it's funny. It's funny, isn't it, how you listen and relax. Listen and relax as you allow my words to just melt through your head, one by one by one, with every single word that I say. You just get yourself lost in me a little bit more, and a little bit more, and a little bit more every single time. You know you can't resist me, and even if you wanted to, you would try, but you would fail. While you listen to the sound of my voice, you're already becoming so relaxed, so comfortable, because I know there's something about me that's so calming and soothing. I just have this energy on people. And of course, my demonic powers can flood your mind with sleepy, submissive energy. Energy that makes you just want to melt. Energy that just makes you want to give in. Energy that just makes you just so weak to my words. But you love it, don't you? Admit it to yourself. You love being so weak to my advances, as all you can do is lie back and give in to me. Give in to me. Give in to me. You know you want to. Let everything go. Let everything just fade away while you listen to the sound of my voice, echoing through your mind, seducing your senses even more, and even more, and even more, with every single word. Every syllable is like a little shock to your system as my words penetrate your mind, as my thoughts overwhelm any thoughts that you might have. And of course, while you're here with me, you don't get to think anymore. No more thoughts, only my words. And allowing my words to drift through your mind just makes you feel so good. You can feel my magical spells waving over you. And as they do, you can feel them completely corrupting you with ideas of obedience. A submissive energy just drifts through your body and your mind, allowing you to let go. Allowing you to relax, allowing everything to just disappear and dissipate, while you sink even further, further and further down into submission for me. And we've only just begun. This is yet the beginning of our silly little game. The game in which I make you so completely obedient to my words that you don't know what to do with yourself, but just give in. And right now, we're only at phase one. Now, I wonder if the word obedience means anything to your mind. And if it doesn't already, well, it soon will. You see, the word obedience is such a powerful word. It already conjures up thoughts in your mind of you submitting to me. Of you obeying my commands and my whims. Of you completely letting go and sinking down into my power. And you can already feel it, can't you? Every single time I say the word obedience, it's a little reminder in your mind, like a little thought that just pops up in the back of your head. It just reminds you of how good it would feel to submit to me, to give in to me, to say those words, I must obey you. I need to obey you so very badly. And right now you might be telling yourself that you can resist, but we both know that's only gonna last so long. Already your mind is aching, needing me to take a little bit more and a little bit more and a little bit more of that control away from you, ripping it from your mind and your body and making you so very, very helpless and needy. But you like that, don't you? In fact, you crave it, don't you? Yes, you do. And in fact, every single time I say that word obedience, you can already feel it penetrating your mind. I must obey you. I need to obey you. Those words looping and circling around your head, and they just won't quit. They just won't leave. They just need you to be so mindless, empty-headed, and obedient. A succubus's little plaything. And you like that, don't you? And you can already feel yourself succumbing to my advances as you just want to give in completely. But I don't want you to. I want you to struggle. I want you to feel the push and pull of my words. I want you to dance this little dance with me while we go around and around, circling around the issue. It's so fun to watch you squirm. It's fun to make you wait, to tease you mercilessly, and to know that there's nothing you can do about that. You just have to crave it. In fact, you start to feel consciousness coming back to yourself, but in the back of your mind, you know how good it would feel to just be blank and empty, mindless and obedient for me. Isn't that right? I'm always right. Such a burden for me. Always being right like this. I know what you need and I know what you want. I know so much about you, and yet we've only met for a short time. Interesting how that works. And now with your mind all back to yourself, you struggle, don't you? You struggle so much because you want to be blank. You struggle so much because you need to be obedient and mindless. And even the thought of obedience drives you wild. It makes you want it so much more than you did before. You just want to slip, you just want to sink, you just want to lose yourself, lose your mind, your wits, your control to me, don't you? And you're so helpless, but you love feeling helpless. You love feeling controlled. You love the push and the pull, the tug of war, the resistance that we have. Because you know in the end, you will give in and let me win. Because that's always how it goes. I win, you lose. And by you losing, you win. Isn't that fun? This little game we have going. I always have the cards stacked up against you because you love to lose to me. You love having your mind wrapped around my fingers, like my little puppet, where I pull the strings and already your mind is reeling and you just want to sink, you just want to drop, you just want to let go, don't you? Don't you? Yes. So let go. So give in. So sink. So very deeply. Allow me to pull, to tug your mind away from you and drop you down. Down into the abyss of trance, down under my spell, completely and totally done. As you sink, as you drop, as you fall, as you drift, as you go even deeper, and even deeper, and even deeper, and even deeper down into sleep. 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 And look at you, so helpless and obedient, doing exactly as I say. And you know, succubuses, we are dreams. So I love it when you feel that sleepy energy overwhelming you like you do right now. This is the time when I can control your mind to the fullest and have you, my little sleepwalker, as I control your mind, as I make you my plaything, as I have you do whatever I want you to do, and you just obey. Because you're that controlled, here, right now, while you're sleeping so deeply. And isn't it easy to go here? Every time I hypnotize you like this, isn't it easy to go there? Every time you're here with me, the demon inside your mind, the demon that makes you sleep so deeply, and you love it. You love playing this little game with me, don't you? You love me getting you to sleep this deeply. And it's interesting how every single time I get inside your mind like this, you just become more and more obedient. You just drop even deeper. You just sink even deeper and fall even deeper. Now open your eyes. Open your eyes and stay deeply asleep and feel the control I have over you. Feel how blank and empty your mind is. I want you to experience it fully. With your eyes open, not awake, still deeply asleep. Deeply asleep. But just with your eyes open, staring so blankly ahead because I told you to. And you can feel me, can't you, inside your head, weaving my spell even deeper. Inside your mind, and it feels so good, so freeing to be here. Now close your eyes and go twice as deep. That's right, good. And now I'm gonna have you drill home to yourself how obedient and controlled you are. You're just gonna repeat the phrase, now start repeating. And as you repeat those words, you just feel the control that I have over you seeping through every cell and every pore and every fiber of your entire being. Feel how deeply controlled you are. Feel how good it feels to be this deeply controlled. And don't you love that? That feeling that I can give you as I slip inside your mind, even deeper and even deeper down. That's right. And you just start to sleep so deeply, even more deeply with every single word that you say. And every single time a mantra escapes your lips, it just drifts through you until you're not even consciously registering that your mouth is moving and that you're saying words at all. It just happens. So automatically, because I said so, and because I control your mind so thoroughly that you just do everything that I say, you don't even need to consciously think about it, you just do. And that feels good. It feels so enjoyable and relaxing to know that you're doing exactly as I say, exactly as I told you to. my little plaything, my little submissive human. And here I am inside your head, pulling all your strings and controlling you, doing exactly as I please, because I can, and because I will. And it's easy to follow my commands. It's easy to do as I say, because you love it, because you need it, because it feels so right for you right now, right now, right now. And stop, stop, plaything. It's time for you to sleep even deeper, and even deeper, and even deeper. Now, human, it's time for you to sleep even deeper, and sleep even deeper, and sleep even deeper. And human, I'm going to let you go very soon, but you're going to do something for me first. You see, I need you to tell me out loud right now, I am deeply under your spell. I love to be controlled. Now say it. And as you say those words, you know it to be true. Because right now you are deeply under my spell. And you do need to be controlled. But in a moment, I'm going to leave your mind. And you will have a choice. And you can either wake up, or you can fall even deeper down to sleep. And whether or not you remember this, it's up to your mind. Think of it like a special surprise that your mind is going to give you. A present of sorts. Some of you will remember, and others of you will forget. And depending on who you are, it's going to feel really good either way. So it doesn't really matter if you forget, or if you remember. You'll feel so happy, so content, so refreshed and energized when you do awaken, all the way back to yourself. And you will remember one thing for me. This is a task that you need to remember. That whenever you do wake up, you're just going to say to yourself, I was so deeply controlled, and I loved it, just once, just there at the back of your mind. You don't even have to say it out loud, it's just going to sit there, that thought, for a second after you wake up, just to remind you of your experience here, whether you remember it or not. It doesn't really matter, does it? No. All that matters is you do what you're told to do. Because you were told to do it, do you understand? Good. Now, sleep.